Kelly Winfrey, the coordinator of research and outreach at the Carrie Chapman Catt Center for Women and Politics at Iowa State University, directs a series of seminars called Ready to Run. These workshops are offered every other year. Kelly came by KHOI Monday to explain what Ready to Run is.
Ready to Run Iowa Campaign Training Program is a series of workshops that are designed to encourage women to run for office and to serve in public office, either an elected or appointed role.
Could you tell us about how long this has been going on at the Catt Center?
We've been doing this now for 12 years. We do it every other year during the spring semester. The Ready to Run program started at the Center for American Women in Politics at Rutgers University, and they began taking on partners in 2007, and so we were one of the first partners.
Wouldn't you tell us about the seminars that are coming up?
The way we have structured the workshop now is a series of six workshops on three different Fridays. So our first two workshops are this Friday, February 15th, and those workshops will focus on getting acquainted to Iowa politics and also launching a campaign. And then we'll have workshops in March and April. The March workshops will focus on fundraising and developing a campaign message, and the April 19th workshops will focus on communicating with voters in the media and campaigning online. We usually, the way it's structured, is a morning workshop from about 9 to noon. We have a lunch, and then from about 1:30 to 4:30, we have our second workshop.
Why would I, as a regular citizen and a woman, want to take, really, what benefits would it have for me?
It has a lot of benefits, and it can benefit women with varying interest in politics. The first couple workshops will focus a lot on understanding how politics, how campaigns, and getting appointed happens in Iowa. So, for example, we have a panel to discuss being appointed to boards and commissions at the state and local level, which is a relatively easy way with a low commitment to be involved in governing. We also talk about how to get involved in a political campaign. So even if you weren't someone who wants to run themselves but wants to become more involved with your party or with a candidate, workshops can help prepare you to do that. And so really, depending on what your level of interest is, the workshops will apply differently to you. And we try to bring in a lot of different speakers. So people who have ran for office, served on boards and commissions, people from the media, people that work on the campaign strategy side, to bring those different perspectives.
Could you tell us a few of those speakers that are coming?
Yeah. So for our first set of workshops on February 15th, we have Monique Behnken, who is a member of the Ames School Board and a former Ready to Run participant, Chris Corner, who was recently elected Iowa Senator, and she is also a former Ready to Run participant. And then I kept this panel all former Ready to Run. And Karen Derry, who was also just elected to the State House of Representatives. Melissa Giesing, who is the executive director of 50/50 in 2020, an organization that we work closely with because we have similar goals. And she'll be talking about researching and networking and building your social network to get more involved in politics. And then we also have Jesse Harris, who's a specialist in campaign strategy. And he'll kind of get into the nuts and bolts of how you build a plan for campaigning.
After I'm done with this program, what do you think I could do with it? How would I start?
One of the first things would be you could apply for a board or commission, whether that be at the municipal, county, or state level. And that's a relatively easy process to apply. You know, you can choose which boards would best fit with your availability and obligations. You could also be more involved in your political party, even if you're not running for office. So this can help you figure out ways that you can be more involved. And it can also start to prepare you for running for office. So even if you don't think, oh, I'm going to run for office in the next year or two, it can help you start thinking about the groundwork that you need to lay, what types of offices might be the best fit for what your interests are and what issues you find important. Serving, running, just being a little bit more involved, there are takeaways for everyone. We still have some seats available for our February 15th workshop, and then we also have the upcoming workshops March 29th and April 19th, and the registration for those open 1 month prior. We post our schedules to speakers on our website if you want to have more information.
And is there any scholarships for maybe students that want to take this but maybe don't have the funds?
If students are interested, they should contact the Catt Center, so we'll try to work something out to get them sponsored.
And your website?
Cattcenter@iastate.edu.
So what inspires you about the work that you're doing with Ready to Run?
So my academic research is in women in political campaigns. And ultimately, my goal with my research is to get more women elected to office and to have more equal representation. And the work I get to do with the CAT Center and Ready to Run specifically helps me take what I do in academic research and make it practical and actually try to make a difference. And it has. We've seen women take the courses and be elected, have very positive experiences from that. And I think, you know, every year that I've done Ready to Run, I sit there during the workshops or I'm asking questions of panelists and I feel super inspired because there's just this energy in the room and it's not partisan. It's just women supporting women and saying, yeah, we need to get into office. And I think that's kind of how inspiring that is, keeps me going. Even whenever gains can be slow, they're happening and it drives me to do more.
So do you have anybody that led you to this career in women's studies, inspired you?
When I was in middle school, late elementary, middle school, was when Anita Hill hearings happened. As much as I didn't really understand everything that was happening with the Anita Hill Clarence Thomas hearings, I knew something had happened to this woman and she was treated badly because she was a woman. And then also Bill Clinton was elected, which also brought lots of discussions about Hillary Clinton. We have lots of criticism of Hillary Clinton's haircut. She wasn't even the one running for office. And I remember having a conversation with my mom at the time about that. And she kind of said, well, Hillary Clinton doesn't act like people think first ladies are supposed to act. And I was kind of astounded, like, well, what does that even mean? I think that those two things happening at kind of a formative time in my life made me more interested in politics, particularly women in politics. And I would say both of them were in some ways role models, their strength and perseverance despite sexism.
What progress would you like to see in the future in regards to women?
There's a lot. I think in terms of getting more women elected, both parties could do more to recruit women within their ranks to run for higher office. And so that's one thing I'd really like to see. I'd also like to see us put more of an emphasis on getting even girls in elementary school more engaged in politics. There's a lot of research that indicates the difference in political ambition between men and women really starts to happen at a pretty young age, like around middle school and high school. The more we can make politics cool, politics something that is for everyone, the more we can start to get all sorts of people interested in earlier on. So I think that would help a lot to get more women involved if we started thinking about how do we engage girls and young women in elementary school and high school in politics.
Kelly Winfrey is the coordinator of research and outreach at the Carrie Chapman Center for Women and Politics at Iowa State University, and she directs the Ready to Run seminar series starting today. Linda Merkin, Story County Supervisor, is a local resident who participated in Ready to Run and ended up running for office and winning. Here's what she had to say about her experience.
The first time that I participated in Ready to Run, I was very impressed by it. And the thing I found interesting, in 2017, they moved it twice as people were registering. They finally ended up in a very large conference room in one of our motels here in town because they kept getting more and more registrations. A huge group of people who just stepped up and said, it's time. I'm going to run for office.
Do you know what ignited that?
It was after the last presidential election. Just saw more folks getting involved and said, I want to be a part of this dialogue. I want to be a part of this decision making. You know, men also attend Ready to Run, but it's predominantly attended by women who are thinking about running. This is something people often say about Ready to Run, how men and women differ in terms of getting involved in politics. And what I've heard when I've attended Ready to Run is if you ask a man if he would be interested in running for an office, they'll kind of say, oh, I could do that. You ask a woman, and it's, there's this kind of, oh, I don't know. I don't know that much about that. I don't have that much experience. Women tend to underrate and undervalue the experience they have and the knowledge that they have.
So when you took Ready to Run, what happened that made you want to take it several more times?
What was most useful to me was listening to candidates who had run and won. Some of them had run more than once. They did not win the first time. That, to me, turned out to be very important.
Oh, did that happen to you, Linda? Did you ever run and not win the first time?
I was asked to run, and I kind of put myself forward. It was a four-month campaign because I was nominated July 9th. The election was November 9th, and I lost by 864 votes out of about 46,000 cast. And I first thought, I don't think I'll do this again. And then the next day somebody said, that wasn't very many votes to lose by, you know. I said, well, I suppose. And I was asked if I'd run again. And I said I would think about it. And I thought about it for about 24 hours. And I said, yeah, I'm going to run. I enjoyed meeting people. I enjoyed campaigning. I enjoyed learning more about Story County. I did win in 2018. And I looked back at it. And having had that abbreviated campaign in 2016 taught me a whole lot. All the kind of things that Ready to Run can give a candidate a real jump start on. You end up working really hard, but you just you have a lot of fun. And that I can't emphasize really how enjoyable I have found, you know, running for public office and being in public office. Another thing you learn at Ready to Run is that there are ways to get in to prepare yourself to be a candidate. After I retired from Community Corrections in 2010, I chaired our local fire agency board for a few years. I also served on the County Planning and Zoning Commission, and I also attended a lot of county supervisor meetings, sometimes as a league observer. I did have the experience of working with the League of Women Voters as a board member and president for about 5 years. And I really can't emphasize enough the boards and commissions, how important. There's city ones, there's county ones, some of the smaller towns also have boards of various kinds, and it's usually volunteer experience and not even a per diem paid, but it's a way to get involved in government. It's a way to see what is going on. And if people are interested in serving on boards and commissions, I would suggest that you look at the City of Ames website and the Story County website, and there's usually postings when there's an opening on a board and commission.
So as Linda Merkin pointed out, sitting on boards and commissions are important to us as well as running for offices. Iowa law actually requires gender balance. The Carrie Chapman Catt Center monitors this. I asked Kelly Winfrey about this.
Iowa law does require that boards and commissions be gender balanced. And one of the things we hear from boards of supervisors and mayors is that sometimes they have a hard time finding enough women to fill those boards and commissions. Certain boards might require there to be people with certain areas of expertise. Most of them are looking for citizens because it's a citizen government making decisions.
Is there any part of Iowa that really needs help in that area of gender balance?
What our research has shown is that it's not necessarily more populous or more rural areas. It's not more Republican or more Democrat. A few of the big things are efforts to recruit women and making the process transparent so that anyone who wants to apply can do it pretty easily. If you go to our website, the Catt Center, we have a lot of different reports at varying levels of office to see what those numbers look like. At the state legislative level, we'll have 45 women in the current legislature. That's up from 35 in the previous group. That's a huge improvement.
Do you think a lot of those new people are because of Ready to Run?
We just happened to have quite a few that were attended in 2017 that did run in 2018, including Cindy Axne, Deidre DeGier, Kara Derry, and several others. But I do think Ready to Run does a lot to prepare women. Research shows that women are far less likely to be asked to run by their friends and family, by government officials, by party leaders. So we try to really encourage that. And we also kind of demystify the process because a lot of our speakers are people who have ran, so it doesn't seem so difficult and so daunting.
All seminars are held on Fridays. The first seminar starts today. All seminars are held from 9 a.m. to noon to 4:30 with a break for lunch. The next seminars are March 29th and April 19th. Thank you for sharing this information with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me and for getting the word out about it.
Thank you, Joy B. Joy B is a KJOY reporter who does the women's beat.